Welcome to Maseches Mayit Katan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Rabbi Lezer says, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash, the temple was destroyed at Tzeres Kishabbos, the holiday of Shavuos has the same status as Shabbos. Shavuos is only one day, so it's like Shabbos, that it counts as one of the days of Shiva, and it doesn't stop, it doesn't disrupt the Shiva and stop it. However, during the times of Beis HaMikdash, that if a person didn't bring the sacrifices that they were supposed to bring on Shavuos, the Karban Re'iyah, the Chagiga, the celebratory Karban, then they were able to bring it for 6 days after Yontif. So it comes out that Shavuos is more like a longer holiday than a shorter holiday. Then it had the same status as the rest of the Yom Tovim, that they stopped the Avelis and they don't count for the 7 days. So if somebody passed away on those days, they'd have to wait until the end, until it was all over, and then start Shiva. Rabbi Gamliel says, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim k'regalim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have the status of a yantif, that they stop Shiva, and they don't count as days of Shiva. The Chacham say, not like Rabbi Lazar, not like Rabbi Gamliel. Rather, El Atzeres k'regalim. Shavuos is like all Yom Tovim, that it stops, and it doesn't count, unlike what we saw previously. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, however, have the status of Shabbos and not like other Yomim Tovim. We said previously also that the halacha is that Shavuos nowadays, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well, have the same status as a Yontif, that they stop the Shiva and a person doesn't have to sit Shiva anymore. They also don't count for the Shiva. I mean, if somebody passes away on the Yontif, they have to wait until after the Yontif to begin counting their Shiva. Let's see Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. It says the Mishnah ain't Kairin. One does not do Kriya, does not tear their garments on Chol HaMoed for the death of a person. We'll see soon who the Mishnah is referring to. V'loy chaltzin, and they don't remove their shoulder of their garment and reveal their shoulder, which was customary in those days at the time of a levaya of a funeral, that people would do that. Vein marvin, similarly, we don't bring a special seudas havra, the first meal that the mourners eat. They're not supposed to eat their own food. Other people bring it to them. So all these things we don't do a chol moed, only ella krayos shomeis, only for the immediate relatives of the dead person, their parents, brother or sister, son or daughter, or God forbid a wife. However, other people are not allowed to participate in the mourning. Vein mavrim, we don't give to the relatives of the dead person the sudas havra, the special meal, even though they could have a meal, because they are not part of the previous exception, but we don't give it ela almita zikufa. We give it on a normal bed. It seems like in those days they would flip over the couch, flip over the bed to show mourning. We don't do that on Chol HaMoed. In Molichin, one does not bring the special meal, Abesa Avel, to the house of the mourners. This is any time, not just a Chol HaMoed. Lo Betavla, not in one of these large tablets, Lo Baskutla, not some on a silver or glass tray, Lo Bekanoin, a special exclusive type of basket, Ela Besalim, rather in a simple basket. Gemara teaches us so that we don't cause shame and humility to the poor people that come to bring meals, that they can't bring something on anything fancy. Therefore, they institute that everyone should do it on a simple basket or simple tray. Usually when they would return from burying a dead person, they would make a shura. A shura was they would line up people on either side, and the avelim, the mourners, would walk through, and they would make a special bracha for the avelim. A bracha that ends with the words, Baruch Menachem Avelim, blesses Hashem who comforts the mourners. However, our Mishnah says that we don't do that on Chol HaMoed. Aval Oimdim B'Shura, however, we do have the lines, Umenachmim, and we comfort them, Hopaytin Esarabim, and we say to the people that are comforting, go back to your homes. You don't have to accompany the mourners anymore to their homes, and we disperse the crowds. And this is all to tone down a funeral that's on Chol HaMoed. Nowadays, we do funerals on Chol HaMoed, but we don't do eulogies, we don't do the Kalmali, the memorial prayers. Hashem should give us all times of Yantif, of Simcha, where these halachas are just limud Torah but not practical. Wishing you and yours an easy and meaningful fast, and a gemar chasim b'toyva good kevench diyar.